Hey guys, it's Carly. It's been a couple of years since I have put anything up onto this podcast. In fact, it's a whole different platform I just had to try and figure out how to log into. Luckily, I worked it out. So since I last put up an episode here, I've had another baby. And I'm now a mother of three. And my business, this kind of self-development work that I was doing all kind of got put on hold because a number of reasons, one of them being that my third pregnancy really knocked me around. And going from two kids to three kids has been really big. And I wanted to be, I guess, really present, but in terms of like letting it have its way with me, letting motherhood really have its way with me. We moved house a couple of times and a whole bunch has kind of happened in that time, but the whole thing got put on ice and it's now currently about 2 weeks into January 2024. I've taken myself off to a resort in Queensland alone to spend some time with my soul, with my work, and figure out what maybe another chapter of me doing this work might look like. Considering that every child that we have, I think, really takes off layers that we have built upon ourselves and kind of takes us back more and more to, or calls us to go back more and more to kind of who we are underneath it all. So here I am, just hitting record, no intro, no outro, no microphone, literally just sitting here with my laptop and going, okay, I just feel called to pop a little bit of an update here because I know that people still come and listen to this podcast. That is so cool. I was just looking at the stats, there's nearly 45,000 different like listens, plays that people have done. In the last week, a bunch of people have listened to episodes. The most recent episode, the one below this on the list, has like nearly 1,000 listens on it. And so I wanted to, I guess, pop on here and give a little bit of an update. So what I'm doing while I'm here, while I'm kind of just tuning into what I want to do, because I'm sure there are a bunch of other people out there who are kind of in this place of like, wow, like the world feels like it's changed so much in the last couple of years. And I feel like I've changed so much in the last couple of years. And the things that I thought to be true aren't. And some of the things that I thought weren't true are. And I'm figuring out kind of who I even am at this point in my life. And I'm very much right there with you if that's where you're at. So what I'm doing, I took myself away because I needed the headspace to be able to, I don't know, hear myself, hear my heart, hear my soul, hear my angels, guides, God, spirit, life, whatever it is that kind of talks to us when we create enough space for that to land in. I needed to carve out a bit of space for that. So I'm here doing that. I've got a bunch of books with me. I've got my journal with me. I'm letting myself sleep a lot. I'm really kind of, some might say filling my cup, but for me, it feels like giving my nervous system a chance to really settle. And I have had some, I guess, challenges with anxiety coming up over the last couple of years, some big life changes and things like that. And so managing and supporting my nervous system has been a really big theme over the last couple of years. So that's what I'm doing here. Part of that is, getting my feet on the grass and looking out at the ocean and, eating really nourishing meals and just taking a minute, which I haven't really done over the last couple of years. So I've got my journal, and as things come up, I've got a couple of friends who I sort of told that I was coming here, and I was like, hey, if it's cool with you, I might reach out if some things come up that I want to bounce off somebody. And I've done that a couple of times with a couple of friends and said, oh, hey, I just really want to talk this through of, a moment of I wanted to forgive myself for something. And yeah, because my business, this work I was doing, my podcast, my courses, my coaching, my social media stuff, it grew to be quite big. And through the whole pandemic and the lockdowns, everything, I'm in Melbourne, we did lots of lockdown time. And so through all of that, my business, it really grew and it grew quickly. And I think throughout some of that, I lost myself a little bit. And I found myself kind of swept up in this wave of momentum. And I ended up, working with some different coaches that I had looked up to for a long time. And I got some really great things out of that, but also a whole lot of, I guess, illusions were shattered about, you know, people having things really figured out. And I had a lot of questions about ethics and morals and values and what I really value. And there must be something about coming into kind of turning 40, I'll be 40 next year, that really makes you kind of, I don't know, some other people have said it, so I assume it's a thing, but it's certainly a thing for me. Coming back to those things that I was into when I was like 13, you know? So some of those things that I dabbled with and played with around, and for me it was like activism, and it was, you know, playing with magic and some of these things that I lost touch with. And so that's what I'm playing with at the moment, a kind of who am I? So here we are. That's a little bit of an update. One of the things I'm asking myself is, will I bring this podcast back? Will it get a name change? Does Genius Unleashed still fit? I'm not so sure that it does. It's gone through a couple of name changes already, actually. It was called A Couple with Carly at one point. And I had another name that I can't even remember. And then it was Genius Unleashed, because with Soul Modes in the book that I wrote, and if you're here, you've probably come across it, kind of the next part of those teachings that I was bringing in that book were really around unleashing your genius and tapping into our spiritual genius and our logical genius and our vibrational genius and our visionary genius. And I still love that. I still feel connected to that work, but life has felt so full that there hasn't really felt like there's been space for me to really tap into bringing that message through again. I had fully intended to write another book in 2023. It was called Not in the Mode. Do I still feel connected to that? I'm not sure. So it's like I've taken this time to come away and ask myself what still wants to be in my realm, in my sphere. And, you know, I like podcasts. I like listening to podcasts. I think it's a cool medium. And so maybe I want to bring this one back. Maybe I will just go and turn some of my old courses into podcast episodes. You know, that's another question I'm asking myself. I have this huge, like, what's it called? Like backlog archive of courses, so many courses that I created over a couple of years. And I invested so much in putting them all in this fantastic website where, you know, you log in and you can access everything and it's all there. And I had people, you know, go through and cut out all the boring bits and actually edit it down. So it was all just good stuff, and having, you know, PDFs that go with it. And I'm like, do I want to take all of that and just put it on a podcast? Do I want to sell those again? What do I want to do? And so that's what I'm here to figure out. So if there's something particular that you would love for me to do, go right ahead and reach out. I would love to hear from you. But I look forward to seeing what this chapter involves. I know that there will be a different energy around it, a different culture, as opposed to this kind of everybody selling each other this idea that they've got it all figured out. I don't think anybody has, and that includes spiritually. So, but I think that we all have something to contribute and to use these kind of platforms to make our contribution is really cool. Really cool that we have the opportunity to do that. So let's see, hey, let's see. Thank you for hanging out with me. I don't have a fancy little musical outro that I'm going to put in here because I don't know what this podcast, maybe it goes back to being A Couple with Carly again. Maybe it's back to my roots. I don't know. Let's take some votes on that. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram, probably is the best place. Or pop me an email. Or yeah, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you soon.